The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Tmura Daf Chav Dalad. The Mishnah says, Ketzen Mariman Al Bechor. How does a person do a trick to get out of firstborn animal having kedushas b'chayra, which would be mechayim to give it to a kayin, and he wouldn't get any benefit from it. The Mishnah says that mevakeres shoisa mulberes oimer mashem meyah shal zuim zacher oila yaldo zacher yikarav oila. That the person says that before the baby is born. The owner says that I want to be makdish to over the baby as a oila. And that the kedusha of the oila will prevent it from becoming a bechor, and therefore will have anah from it because they'll be able to, let's say, be mekayim a neder of oila that he made, or whatever other benefit he wants to get. And if the ober is in a keva, he can say it should be a zivchei shlama. The Ketzais asks on this Mishnah, that we know that halacha is ein adam makna davar shalei b'la'olam. According to many rishonim, uber is considered a davar shalei b'la'olam. So Ketzais asks that l'chayra, according to those rishonim, how is it possible to be makdish this uber, the fetus, before it's born? It should have a din of davar shalei b'la'olam, and the halacha is that you cannot be makdish a davar shalei b'la'olam, just like you can't sell a davar shalei b'la'olam. So how would this kedusha work? How would it be chal on this fetus? So the Ketzais brings a raya from here to the sheet of the Rambam, who holds that a person is able to marry off his daughter when she's still a fetus, because the daughter is not considered a davar shalei b'la'olam when she's ober. And because the Rambam holds that Uber is considered a davar shebala olam, it's considered as though it's already in the world because it's really here. It's just locked inside of the mother, and therefore it's considered davar shebala olam. And mela, there's no problem of ein adam makna or ein adam makdish davar shaloi bala olam. And he brings down a Ramban who says this clearly, and the Ramban explains that it's not shver from the Gemara in Bava Basra that says that if a person is mezakel Uber, if he tries to grant something to an Uber by having somebody else work on behalf of the Uber and acquire the thing on behalf of the Uber, the Gemara says, Loikana. So it seems that Uber is davar shaloi b'la'olam. So Ketzai says no, and he brings this from the Ramban, that's not a raya, because the la'olam will say the Uber is davar shebala'olam, it's already in the world. But the Uber doesn't yet have the ability to acquire things, because it's not a person yet. It's not a person who has the ability to own things. And because of that, the Uber is considered davar shaloi b'la'olam only with regard to ownership. Since the Uber is not somebody who can own things, therefore, as far as his ownership is concerned, he's considered davar shaloi b'la'olam. So if you try to grant something to an Uber, that'll have a problem of ein adam makna l'davar shaloi b'la'olam. Not because the Uber doesn't exist, but because the Uber does not have the power to acquire things, and that too will be considered davar shaloi b'la'olam. Just like we see in the Gemara and Kedushin, that if you try to be mekadesh, if you try to marry a nachris before she's nisgayer, is considered ein adam makna davar shaloi b'la'olam, ein adam mekadesh davar shaloi b'la'olam, because although the nachris is ba'olam, she's alive, she's here in this world, nevertheless, she's not ready for a kedushin because she's still not a geyoris. So therefore, the fact that the uber does not have the ability to acquire things, that in itself will give him this attribute of davar shaloi b'la'olam. The Nesivus over there argues on the Ketzais and similar age tests. And the Nesivus says that no. Certainly over is davar shaloi b'la'olam. The reason why our Mishnah says that you can makdish it and make the uber into an oila is for a different reason entirely. The reason for that is because although the uber is davar shaloi b'la'olam, nevertheless, that's only when you're trying to be makne the uber after it's born. If a person goes over to his friend and says, look, my behemoth is mubaris, my behemoth is pregnant, and she's gonna have a baby, so I want to be makne to you the live baby. then the Ober is considered Dover Shalai Ba'olam. Because the Ober, you're right, there is a fetus in the world, but there's no live baby in the world. And therefore, if the person is trying to be makdif, if the deal is being made with regard to a live baby, that's the only thing the buyer is interested in. He's not interested in a fetus, he's not interested in waiting and worrying about whether or not the fetus is going to be born. He wants to buy a live baby. And the live baby doesn't exist yet. There's a lot of possibilities that could happen that could prevent this baby from being born. So therefore, when we're talking about a transaction that's being done on a live baby, we'll say that the Uber is Dover Shaloi Balayim. The baby doesn't exist yet. It's highly probable that the baby will not come into existence. But when the transaction is being performed on the Uber itself, as far as that's concerned, we say that the Uber is considered a Dover Shabal Oilam. It's as though it is in the world because it's part of the mother. It's like you're being Makna, a Chelik of the mother. You want to, let's say a person will be Makna, the stomach of the mother. The guy wants to buy the stomach of the animal, the liver, whatever he wants to buy. So of course, a person can be Makna, the stomach or the liver of the animal because the animal is in the world and therefore all of its Eivarim are considered Bal Oilam. So too, if a person is being machna the Uber, that's also considered that the Uber is Ba'olam, because the mother is Ba'olam, and the Uber is Ba'olam as part of the mother. So he says that that's what our Gemara means. You're being machdish the Uber right now, as part of the mother, as though you're being machdish one of the Ivarim of the mother. And the Nesiva speaks out that you can't say that there should be Pashta Kedusha B'Kula, just like we know the Halacha is, that if you're machna Raglo Shul Zawayla, Kula Oila, the entire animal becomes an Oila, according to some Tanoim. According to others, it's only Eivash HaShem HaKluyabar. But according to some Tanoim, if you're Makdish, the leg of the animal, the whole animal becomes an Oila. So Nesiva says that would not apply to an Ober. That only applies to the leg of the animal, that because it's impossible to makriv the leg on its own. So therefore, if I'm makdish, the leg of the animal, since it's impossible for me to bring the leg as a carbon, so the entire animal becomes an Oila. As opposed to a case where I'm makdish an ober, if I wait, this ober will be ready to be brought as a carbon on its own. You can take the ober and bring it as a carbon after it's born. It's a bona fide carbon. So therefore, there's no motive for us to say that the kedusha spreads out to the entire animal, since the kedusha, the way it is, could be used for a full fledged hakrava. There's an interesting tshuva in the Maharam Mintz that he discusses, that this is, I stumbled across this, I was trying to think about some practical application that I had about Dover Shaloi Bolo Oilam, and the day that I wanted to say this year, somebody had come over to me that morning and asked me a question about Dover Shaloi Bolo Oilam, which I'm gonna try to get to. But as I was researching that question, I came across a Tshuva Maharam Mintz that has even more to do with our Amar. Maharam Mintz had a question as follows. Somebody, a farmer, had an animal that was pregnant, and he was makna, he transferred the uber to a goy for money. He accepted money, gave the uber to a goy. He didn't do any other kinyanim. When a person sells a bechor, because we don't know which kinyan is effective when it comes to transactions between a Jew and a goy, so we say that a person has to do kinyan kesev and kinyan mashicha. He has to get money, and he also has to hand over the animal into the possession of the buyer. These two kinyanim, we're confident, work for a goy. If a person is not able to do a kinyan mashicha, for example, a farmer who has a large flock of animals, and many of them could be muberes with bechors, and he wants to make sure there's no kedushas bechor, nowadays there's nothing to do with the bechor, you have to wait until it gets someone. So we do all the kinyanim that we use when we sell chametz to a goy. Well, by chametz also, it's not practical to go ahead and have the goy do mashicha on everything. So we do all kinds of other kinyanim, and we hope that all these kinyanim collectively will work. But in this case, the person only did kinyan kesef. So he brings down, the Maharam Mintz has the shaila, and he brings down that it's machlokes rashi in the time where the kesef works for a goy. So he says, of course, you have to be machmer on that question. Then he brings down an interesting Urz Ruah. The Urz Ruah says that a farmer can be makne the uber to a goy with kesef. And he says, why? Because he says, since it's impossible to do mashicha on the uber, because the uber doesn't exist yet, so therefore, the kinyan kesef itself works according to all the shittas. Because the only time that the Rabbeinu Tam says that kinyan kesef doesn't work is only when it's possible to do mashicha. But by uber, since it's impossible to do mashicha, because the uber is not here yet, so therefore, kinyan kesef itself will work. The Maharam Mintz asks on the Arzarua. He says, he brings a lot of rice from a lot of Rishonim, that we paskin over Yerachimoy. We're going to see later, in the next plot of Mirz Hashem, the whole discussion about over Yerachimoy. So he says, if Ober is Yerachimoy, so then a Mashicha which is performed on the mother will be effective for the Ober. So therefore, it's incorrect what the Arzarua says, that since it's impossible to do Mashicha, so King Kassel will work. Because it's not true. It is possible to do Mashicha, because we say Ober Yerachimoy according to many Rishonim. The Arzarua asks another question, the Maramins asks another question on the Arzarua. He asks, you should have a problem of Eidon Machna Dover Shloi Baloilam. Like we said before from the Tzais and the Sivas. So the Maramins brings down a few Terutzim, he doesn't like them. He wants to say a new Teretz, a very, very big Chiddush, that the Arzarua held that the problem of Eidon Machna Dover Shloi Baloilam is only relevant to the fact that you could be chayzer, you could back out of the kinyan. But as long as you didn't back out of the kinyan is defective. And he says that when it comes to selling a bechor, where the yid certainly will not want to back out from the kinyan, he certainly wants the kinyan to work, because of the fact that he wants to save himself from having this problem that he's going to have a bechor, that he's not going to know what to do with it. So therefore, he certainly wants the kinyan to work, and the kinyan will work even though it's a davar shloi b'loilam. Because really, kinyan does work in a davar shloi b'loilam. The only thing is that you have the right to back out. But as soon as we know that you're certainly not going to back out, the kinyan will work. He brings a raya to this from a Gemara in Bava Basra, which seems to be a pretty strong raya. The Gemara in Bava Basra says that even though you can't grant something to an ober, like we said before, nevertheless, if the ober is your child, you're able to grant it to the ober. So the Gemara says, because Daitei Shalom Kroivul Gabi Benoi, a person loves his son, and therefore he certainly would want to give it to his son. That's how the Maramins interprets the Gemara. So he understands from the Gemara that any time that we know for sure that the person would like to give the present to the Ober, that kinyan will work, even though the Ober is Dover Shloi Baloilam. Now, the Shlomo Meshev argues vehemently on the Maramins, and he says that's not true. It's an exception when it comes to the son, because by his son we say that he certainly wants to give it to the son, but we can't make up these kind of rules on our own, and that's how I understand the tine of the Shlomo Meshev. So he says that we can't just generally say that any time that there's an assumption that the parties want the kinyan to work, that it will work on a davar shloi baloilam. But there's an interesting machloikis between the Maramins and the Arzarua, which is very relevant, which is that the Maramins says, B'toich Dvarov, that even though you cannot sell a Dover Shloi B'loilam, but it's, if you promise somebody that you're going to sell them a Dover Shloi B'loilam, you're not allowed to back out, because it's called Mechusar Amana. The Gemara teaches us in Baba Metzia that even if a person did not make a kinyan, He said that he's going to give a present to somebody, Matanam Wadas, or he told somebody he's going to sell him something, and he didn't make a kinyan, he's still not supposed to back out, because the person is supposed to keep his word. It's called Dvarim Yesh Bahem Yishim Chusrei Amana, that when you tell somebody you're going to give him something, as long as it's not a very, very big present, we say Dvarim Yesh Bahem Yishim Chusrei Amana, you're not supposed to back out. Somebody asked me a shaila today, the day that I'm saying the shir, not the day that you're listening to the shir, but the day I'm saying a shir, somebody came over and asked me the following question. Somebody was working for a company, and he gave information about this company to a friend of his. And the rule is that if you bring in another employee, the company gives you a certain bonus. So this friend of his, let's call him, the person working already was Reuven, and the friend of his was Shimon. So Shimon realized that there's a bonus over here. So he first told Reuven, you know what, I'm going to tell the company that the reason why I'm going to work for them is because you told me about the company. But then he realized that he has a neighbor who he's very close with, who also works for that company. If he tells the company it was Reuven rather than his neighbor Levi, then Levi is going to feel very bad, and he would rather give this matana, this gift to Levi. And Levi also had told him about the company, so there was grounds to say that Reuven wasn't necessarily more of a cause for him joining the company than Levi was. So he wanted to know if he could back out from what he had told Reuven, that he would help Reuven get that benefit rather than Levi. So the person asked me a shaila, I thought right away that you have a problem with mechusar amana. It's a matana muetas. He's not losing anything. He's not giving anything up. Since he's not giving anything up, it would be viewed as a matana mu'attas. He's not giving anything that's likely to say that he will back out from such a thing. So there should be a problem with Mechus Ramana. But then I was thinking that maybe there's no problem with Mechus Ramana, because the Shevet Halevi says that the reason why, if the price changes drastically, that the halacha is you're allowed to back out from Mechus Ramana, is because it looks like a mistake. So certainly in this case, where there really was a mistake, where if he would have remembered at the time that his neighbor Levi also works for the company, he certainly wouldn't have told Reuven that he would give it to him. So therefore, there's strong grounds to say that the whole thing is a mistake and really should be able to back out. But then the person who was asking the shayla told me that he asked a certain dayan, and the dayan told him that he could back out because davar shaloi baloilam. So just like you can't be makna davar shaloi baloilam, but there's no din mechus ramana on davar shaloi baloilam. So right away I told him that the mefurish of Taisa is not like that. Taisa says in Bava Metzia, the Gemara says that if, even though the halacha is ain't on the makna davar shaloi baloilam, but if the thing comes into the world and the buyer takes the thing into his own possession, so the kinyan does work. Why? Because once he takes it, we assume that the seller agrees to let him have it and to let the kinyan go through. Even though he could have backed out before the buyer took it into his possession, once the buyer takes it into his possession, we assume that the seller agrees to let him have it. So Taisus asks that we see in other cases that we don't say this yisoy. If a person makes a kinyan which doesn't work, the halacha is that even if the buyer gets possession of the thing, we don't assume that the seller agrees to let him have it. So Taisus says it's different, because in this case where it was makna davar shaloi baloilam, he's nichle de leku bemnusay, because he's not allowed to be chayzer. So you see clearly in Taisus that it's aser to be chayzer, like the Maran Mintz. Now the Shalom Meshev, in the beginning he seems to argue in the Maran Mintz. In the end he seems to go back to the Maran Mintz. I saw that the Piskei Choshen brings down, I'm sorry, not the Piskei Choshen, I saw that the Rav Shalom Shadron, the Marsham brings down the Maran Mintz, and he brings a raya from Taisus to the Maran Mintz. I was a little surprised because he doesn't point out the Maran Mintz himself brings down Taisus, and then he brings down a Nachal Shiva who paskins like the Maran Mintz, who at least leans in that direction, and the Nachal Shiva, he says, doesn't either bring down Taisus, but really the Maran Mintz himself wrote down Taisus. But then he says the Shalom Meshev argues the Maran Mintz. It's not 100% clear to me that the Shalom Meshev ends up arguing with Maran Mintz, even though in the beginning he seems to lean in that direction, but he seems to back off of that later on. So this would be an interesting makor to this question, whether or not there will be Isra Mechus Ramana on the Dabar Shaloi Baloilam. Now I'm not even sure, even if you say that there's no Din Mechus Ramana on the Dabar Shaloi Baloilam, I'm not 100% sure why this Dayan considered this situation to be a Dabar Shaloi Baloilam, but that's another discussion for a different time.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.